Jacksonville Municipal Utility JEA will begin its search for a permanent CEO with another kind of search, for a talent acquisition firm. The utility hopes to solicit bids from search firms before the board's May meeting. Finding someone for JEA's top job is going to be difficult because the conversation surrounding privatization creates uncertainty about the position's longevity. JEA Human Resources Chief Angie Hires says that concern filters down to finding a search firm to help in the hiring process.
As I had the conversations with some of the firms, there were some consistent themes that emerged during those conversations. One of the themes that constantly emerged was their concern to be able to provide a quality slate of candidates, given the heightened awareness and sensitivity around the privatization conversation.
JEA Board Chair Alan Howard seemed intent on offering the CEO search contract to a firm that the utility already has a relationship with. Howard called a motion to choose ZRG, whom Hire says could provide the service for $80,000, 50% less than what finding an outside firm would cost. But board member Hussein Cumber objected to Howard's assertion. He says he wanted more time to research.
I think our head of HR, Angie, brought up a great point, which is, what are we looking for? Right. So how do you engage a search firm when we haven't had a discussion as a board as to what type of CEO we're looking for?
I think it's entirely appropriate during the discussion on this motion to give them parameters.
But I'm giving parameters to a firm that I have, for the first time in my life, just heard of.
Fair enough.
In the end, the board voted to compile a list of firms willing to do the work of searching for candidates before its next meeting. Meanwhile, the board approved former board member Aaron Zahn to be the interim CEO, while allowing previous interim Melissa Dykes to serve in some other governing capacity. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.